We'll go now to Karen Travers, who's following the Harris campaign with their reaction to what happened last night. All right, Karen, after the two candidates left the stage, what were they saying?
Yeah, no surprise. The Harris campaign is saying that the vice president won last night's debate and that they feel it was a very good night for her. They said that she reminded the American people she's the only candidate in this race ready to serve as the next commander in chief. The campaign chair, Jenna Malik Dillon, put out a statement last night calling the former president totally incoherent, angry, and rattled. And this is an indicator of how they felt their night went. They say they are ready for a second debate in October and said, is Donald Trump. So the Harris campaign pushing for a second debate. There obviously was only one scheduled last night. There's nothing else on the books at this point. There were a lot of questions last night after the debate because Donald Trump went to the spin room. That's where you send campaign surrogates and top allies to go and talk about your performance. It is rare to see the candidate in the room like that. But he was asked a lot of questions about whether he would do another debate. He did not commit to doing one. He indicated, you know, why would I if I won this debate? But the Harris campaign, as of now, very much pushing for a second one next month.
And Harris also picked up a big endorsement after the debate.
She did last night. Taylor Swift, in a post on Instagram, just minutes after the debate ended, wrote that she watched the presidential debate and will be casting her vote for Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. She wrote in this post that she's voting for Harris because she fights for the rights and causes that she believes needs a warrior to champion them. She goes on to call the vice president a steady-handed, gifted leader and says that more can be accomplished in this country right now if we are led by calm and chaos. Notably, she also put links in her Instagram for people to register to vote and was encouraging people to look up early voting dates where they live.
As we come off this debate, the big question is, will there be another one? Anything so far from the Harris campaign in terms of if they're willing or might they just want to rest on what happened last night?
Well, as I said, that was their big statement last night, that they are pushing for a second debate. Whether that will happen, where, when, that remains to be seen.
The candidates and President Biden will all be remembering the 9/11 attacks today. Will they be in the same place?
Yeah, it's a big moment today, and we'll see if they do come together at some point during the New York events. But the vice president and president will be in New York today. The president then travels on to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and finishes day at Arlington for an event at the Pentagon.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live this morning following the Harris campaign.